For years now, researchers have helped those unable to talk or write communicate in alternate ways. For instance, those with cerebral palsy can control a special keyboard with eye movement or by activating a laser attached to their head. Technology is now advancing to help people with more severe disabilities. Those who are unable to move their head, say those with ALS or high spinal cord injuries, can create short messages simply by thinking. What's on their minds, or literally their scalp, electrical impulses, are transmitted to a keyboard pictured on a computer screen. That keyboard allows them to do what millions of Americans are doing, sending out short messages in real time using Twitter. The new brain interface was developed by UW-Madison biomedical engineering student Adam Wilson. His advisor, Assistant Professor Justin Williams, says the brain interface could help disabled persons keep in close contact with those who may be far away.
Many of them are institutionalized. They don't have a lot of contact directly on a day-to-day basis with their friends and their families. And often, you know, these kind of institutions are not necessarily located in their hometowns or located somewhere else, and so there's a geographical distance.
Widespread use of the new brain interface technology is years away. In-home trials will be taking place in the U.S. and Germany. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.